July 28, a message to children. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Ephesians 6, 1 and 2. Children are admonished by the apostle to obey their parents in the Lord, to be helpful and submissive. Those who truly love God will not strive for their own way and thus bring unhappiness to themselves and to others. They will strive to represent Christ in character. How precious is the thought that the youth who strive against sin, who believe and wait and watch for Christ's appearing, who submit to parental authority and who love the Lord Jesus will be among those who love His appearing and who meet Him in peace. These will stand without spot or wrinkle before the throne of God and enjoy His favor forever. They have formed lovely characters. They have guarded their speech. They have not spoken falsely. They have guarded their actions that they should not do any evil thing. And they are crowned with everlasting life. It is the privilege of parents to take their children with them to the gates of the city of God, saying, I have instructed my children to love the Lord, to do His will, and to glorify Him. To such the gates will be thrown open, and parents and children will enter in. Every family that finds entrance to the city of God will have been faithful in their earthly homes, fulfilling the responsibilities that Christ has laid on them. There Christ, the heavenly teacher, will lead His people to the tree of life, and He will explain to them the truths they could not in this life understand. In that future life, His people will gain the higher education in its completeness. Those who enter the city of God will have the golden crown placed upon their heads. That will be a joyful scene which none of us can afford to miss. We shall cast our crowns at the feet of Jesus, and again we shall give Him the glory and praise His holy name. Angels will unite in the songs of triumph. Touching their golden harps, they will fill all heaven with rich music and songs to the Lamb. Eternal life in the city of God is the reward of obedience in the home life.